As we reported on Morning Edition recently, the F-35 fighter jet is coming to Vermont in a couple of years, despite concerns expressed by President Trump about the cost of the program. But concern over how much noise the jets will make still has people living near the Burlington International Airport concerned, and there have been questions about the availability of sound maps neighbors want to look at to see if their homes will be affected by excess noise, perhaps even so much that they'd want to consider taking an FAA buyout and moving. Helping us get some clarity on the issue today is Nicholas Longo, the airport's director of planning and development. He's here in our VPR studios. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch, very much.
Let's start off with the basics of what are sound maps. What do they tell us? How does the airport use them?
Sure. So the sound maps are intended to be used by the airport for federal funding noise mitigation. The airport voluntarily chooses to create these sound maps so we can proceed with mitigation strategies for the next steps of the program into something like the noise insulation program. In our noise exposure map documentation, which is all available on the BTV airport website, it does break down which parcels are included in which town.
And those parcels we're talking about, those are not necessarily labeled as those really should take a buyout. In other words, they could be eligible for this noise mitigation that you're talking about, which could insulate them against the noise.
What's beautiful is the acquisition program, the line is not changing. Sure, the maps that were produced in 2015 were adjusted based on the F-16 operational characteristics, in this case, afterburner use. So a few parcels were added to the program, but a few parcels were removed from the program. And that line generally has stayed the same since 2006.
And do I have this right that for the airport to start using the noise mitigation program, the airport has to end the FAA buyout program?
Absolutely. The FAA has told us that the buyout program must be concluded before additional federal funding can be used for any other program, insulation or other programs that are available.
That sounds a bit like a catch-22 to me, because what happens if the buyout program ends? And what if future sound maps show that some homes will be affected adversely by the F-35, but the buyout program is ended, so folks can't take the buyout? What do they do?
So all of these programs are within what's called the Noise Compatibility Program, and that's an official documentation process with the FAA. What's really nice about that is it's not the airport that's coming up with this program. It's the actual residents that are impacted by these noise contours. Over the course of about 12 to 18 months, we're going to have multiple public meetings on what those next steps are. And you're right, the maps do evolve with different aircraft that are at the airport, but the compatibility program generally follows that map, and it moves to the new map as well. Again, that communication process will always be with the community, the actual people that are impacted by these noise contour lines.
But if a family does decide they do want to move in the future, post-buyout, what do they do to have financial wherewithal to move their home? Whereas somebody, again, who may have taken the money before, these folks aren't getting the money. I guess that's what's confusing me.
Sure. And so the acquisition is just one of several programs available. Another program that we want to offer that the FAA offers is what's called the Sales Assistance Program. So if somebody does feel like they're impacted by these sound impacts of the airport, this Sales Assistance Program would allow them to move, and we can still use the residential property that they move from. There's financial benefits as well as part of that program, which again is all funded by the FAA.
When is the next official sound map being made, and will it include the noise from the F-35?
Currently, we have in our capital planning process a new sound map in 2018, and we'll probably conclude that new noise map in 2019, the same year that the F-35s are arriving, before the F-35s arrive. We've heard loud and clear from various members of the community that maybe a new noise map may be beneficial sooner than that. But what's really important is we want to make sure whatever noise map we come out with is useful, not only to the residents, but again, going back to the intent of the map, is it's used to apply for federal funding to help mitigate noise for those that are impacted within these contour lines. So if we come out with a new noise map today with generally unknown data with the F-35, We're going to have to do that again in a few years. And that's something we want to avoid. We want to avoid the confusion of noise maps going back and forth. What's really beautiful for land use planning or for just personal planning, the environmental impact statement completed by the Air National Guard is available today, and that does show F-35 data.
You mentioned the environmental impact statement maps, but the FAA did change their modeling methods, right? And I'm wondering if the EIS survey is really still the best map for the city to use for planning purposes, let's say.
No, that's a great question. And we think about that a lot, and you're absolutely right. The Air Force does use one computer model to produce these maps. We use that same model, but we actually combine it with the FAA-approved model. So it's an average, so to speak. They also only use 228 operational days, whereas we use 365, a full year. So we feel that the environmental impact statement for land use planning or for personal planning as a homeowner is a much greater tool because of those averages would be you can see your effect on the map of the environmental impact statement much greater than you would with the FAA's model.
I want to talk about two towns very far from here, Great Falls, Montana, and one Boise, Idaho. They've expressed their desire to have F-35s and both got sound maps that were modeled on how the F-35 would affect those communities. They aren't official sound maps, as I understand it, that will be used to apply for grants from the FAA, but they're used for prediction, and they could be for planning purposes, too. And I wonder if there are plans for a similar sound map for South Burlington. Again, not for the purpose of applying for federal grants, but just for planning purposes.
Most likely not, because we have that environmental impact statement. What's important is those two communities do not have an environmental impact statement, nor do they have F-35s actually coming to the airport. That was a planning process that they completed to help strategize a way to access the F-35s at their airport. We do have the F-35 coming to the airport. And the maps that we come out with, we want to make sure we use them for federal funding. So we have to follow the federal regulations to do so. We very well could be the very first map in the United States to have this federally regulated program, F-35 data, which could access that further federal funding.
Nicholas Longo, I just want to get a sense from you about whether folks who have been worried about these jets coming, you know, now that it's a done deal, it's going to happen, can you assure them that once the jets arrive, there is going to be an active effort by the airport officials, by the National Guard itself that's going to be using these planes to work with folks to do something about what could be, and we don't know yet, could be a very, very big noise problem?
100%. We're going to remain 100% transparent in this process. We're constantly going to be working with the Air National Guard, constantly going to be working with the community members to come up with the best ways on mitigation efforts and strategies that works with the community, the airport, the Air National Guard, and really this entire region.
Nicholas Longo is Director of Planning and Development at Burlington International Airport. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Mitch.